I am confused about why the judge in this case on Friday would have allowed bail of any kind. Bail was set at $5 million, and so there was an opportunity for bail. I actually don't know if he made bail or not, but as I look at this particular crime, they're saying they've got saw blades with blood and bone fragments on them. They've charged him with murder, and the judge says, yeah, I think we should give you the opportunity to walk around with the free people once again. This makes no sense to me. Help me understand.
Well, I think it's simple and in many aspects. Mr. Hallstrom. All right. First, we want to give our sincere condolences to the family of Isidore Dora Wengel. We have to keep her and her family at the forefront of our thoughts. All right.
Yep.
The Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution assures everybody the right to reasonable bail. Okay?
Okay.
Now, not everybody is entitled to bail in the federal system. There are certain crimes where there is a huge presumption of detention, number one. And number two, there are some crimes based upon prior crimes of violence or serious drug offenses where one would not be allowed bail. But, and that has been, there's two Supreme Court cases that have interpreted the Eighth Amendment, applicable to the states through the 14th Amendment, that have said that everyone is entitled to reasonable bail. And then a recent 1987 decision says, you know, the restrictions or the, I would say the brakes, putting the brakes on what is reasonable, is it constitutional in those crimes where the presumption of detention shifts to the defendant, or the crimes in which bail or release from detention on a pretrial status would not be applicable. Now,
okay, so you said a lot there. Let me try to dumb it down to those of us on the fifth grade level. You're saying that there is constitutional precedent for what the judge allowed to have happen in the courtroom on Friday.
Both federally and also through the North Dakota Constitution, Article 1, Section 6 of the North Dakota Constitution guarantees that all people are bailable by sufficient surety unless there's a capital offense. Here's the reality.
Okay, is this not a capital offense?
Capital offense would be an offense in which you are put to death if convicted. Okay? North Dakota does not have that. That's my interpretation. The judge, in issuing the bail order, did say that this was a capital offense. In simple terms, Steve, look at it this way. If a person is a flight risk, number one. Number two, a threat to the community. Those are the two factors that the court looks at in saying what should a reasonable bail be. But there's additional factors under Rule 46 of the North Dakota Rules of Criminal Procedure. And let me give you an example. If someone has been a lifetime resident of Fargo, Cass County, North Dakota, who has significant ties, has been working, has family, owns property, and the charge is driving under suspension with no prior criminal history, which is another factor, okay? The court is going to say, what is the chance of that person being a flight risk? So the court would either, and the court has several options to look
and
at.
And you mean the judge when you say the court,
that
correct?
That is correct, the
okay.
judge.
All right.
Now, in that simple fact pattern, the court can say, listen, we're going to give you a $500 bond, all personal recognizance, which means, hey, you just sign a piece of paper that says if you don't show up for your court hearing and abide by the court orders of conditions of release, which are typically no alcohol, no drugs unless prescribed by a physician, can own or possess firearms, continue your employment, and if there's some mental health issues or drug addiction issues, to go obtain those evaluations and follow through with the recommendations. The court can also do a curfew issue, and that's what typically happens. So the court can say, listen, and in the Height case, The judge said $5 million cash. Now, I suspect Height could not come up with probably $10,000 cash. So in all practicality, Steve, when the court said $5 million cash, that is an amount that would be very common for a case like this. It's been a million, 2 million. This is the highest that I've seen at 5 million, but the facts of this case as alleged are really egregious.
You said a couple minutes ago that the judge can do the bail thing if it's reasonable and the person is not considered a flight risk or a risk to others. How could you, I get it, the 5 million probably means, but how would you as a judge even open the door? I mean, who knows? The guy scrapes together $5 million and he's out running around. He's got to be considered a flight risk. He's got to be considered a danger to others.
Everyone is presumed innocent of the crime in which they're charged with. And everyone is entitled to reasonable bail. Those are the fundamental principles of the federal constitution, state constitution, your rights, my rights, everybody listening right.
But you hear all
Joshua
the time
Height.
That the judge denied bail. You hear that. The judge denied bail in this case. So why are some judges doing it and others are not?
I have never seen in North Dakota where the court denies bail in state court.
Oh, is that right?
The court.
Never. Okay.
I have not in 37 years.
Oh, okay.
Now, in federal court, it happens more often than not in certain cases in which there's a 10-year minimum mandatory certifiable offenses, career offenders. You talk about prior certifiable offenses. And in those cases, there's a huge presumption that the defendant has to overcome that the law says that detention during the pretrial process is what should happen. But North Dakota doesn't have that presumption. North Dakota's Rule 46 of the criminal procedures, in my opinion, follows the Eighth Amendment, which says everyone is entitled to reasonable bail. However, the court can look at the strengths and weaknesses of the state's case, again, those factors, prior criminal record, and, you know, the length and time, and the court can come up with what is the court, the judge, thinks is reasonable in the circumstance.